Well, hi. I had been thinking about doing a blog, and one or two people had said, "Yeah, that's a great idea, Viv." And I thought, "Well, where do I start? I don't know. I'm not that good at writing stuff down because it takes too long. It's far too much effort." And so I wondered whether doing an audio blog would work. So I thought this morning I'll give it a bit of a try out, a bit of a test, if you like. I wonder if anybody's ever going to listen anyway. So I thought, let's start with, well, why not just tell you a little bit about me? What can I say? Well, my name's Viv. You should already know that. Well, I've been living in the south of England for, oh, crikey, more years than I care to mention, actually. But my roots are still firmly entrenched in the northeast, up in the beautiful countryside of Durham and the North Yorkshire Dales, that sort of area. And I still think of that as home. All my life, I've been surrounded by men. Not that I'm complaining, of course. I've got two brothers. A dad, of course, two uncles, two sons, grandson. Oh, and another one on the way. Really looking forward to that. So, yeah, end of November, another little baby joining the family. So I guess I've learned to hold my own as a woman. Even my dogs are males. All three of them have been. I like travelling. Love travelling. Who doesn't? And I've been really lucky to have enjoyed some fantastic holidays. And I've had some great experiences along the way. Seeing things that I would never, ever have imagined I'd have been able to see, and been places where I've never actually, last year, or was it the year before, I did want to go to one of these ice bars. All right, I think I was in Sweden. And anyway, there was this ice bar, and I thought, I really want to go in there. Oh, drove past it, didn't go in it. Anyway, that must go on my bucket list, I think. So, what was I saying? A bit more about me. Well, I like taking photos. I'm not particularly good with a camera, and I'm one of these people who do mad things and think, right, I want to get a camera, so I'll go out and I'll buy not the most expensive bit of kit, but probably waste more money than I really needed to, especially as these days when I'm out and about. I tend to take photos on my phone. Most people do, I suppose. Anyway, yeah, I like to take photos quite a bit. Like I said, I'm not that good at it, but I might share one or two of those with you. Let's have a little think. What else do I do? Well, under the banner of Croft Productions, I create personalised audio recordings of people's memories and stories. Basically, I will go along to wherever this person wants to meet, whether it's their own home or a room that we've rented somewhere, and set up my recording gear. And the person in question, the customer, if you like, just talks about what they've done in their life, where they've been, who they've seen, what life used to be like as a child. What I tend to do is I tend to give them one or two little hints beforehand so they've got some idea of things that they might want to focus on. And so, yeah, I was listening to a lady once tell there was two ladies talking, actually. It was about Christmas, and one was saying how her mum used to do all the cooking and all the family came round and everything, and it was all wonderful. And this other lady, who hadn't actually said anything up until then, just joined in with, well, our servants used to do it all. The cook would do Christmas dinner. And it was really amazing because none of us up until then had known that she came from a family that had servants and this big house and everything. So, you know, it really opened up our eyes to this lady's history, which until then was unknown of, but she was able to share it using these, what I do with Croft Productions. Anyway, I do get rather enthusiastic about that. If you want to check that out, have a look at the website. That is croftproductions.co.uk. What else do I do? Well, you might know I do radio. I produce and present a weekly programme called Mouth Meltdown, which is syndicated to a number of stations across the world. And I narrate and produce audiobooks as well. So check out my website. Well, actually, you're already on my website, aren't you? Unless I share this via Twitter. Yeah, okay. I might be sharing this via social media. So go along and check out the website, vivcrags.co.uk. And that'll send you links to various other places, Croft Productions, Mouth Meltdown, the radio programme and all that. Anyway, I think I've waffled enough for now. I wonder if anybody's going to listen to this and see if it works, shall we? You never know. It could become quite a bit of a thing.